What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, Is There Such a Thing as a Born-Again Version Muslim Woman? The short answer is hell no. Alright, guys, so today is my last day in Brasov. I'm gonna be walking toward the city center, get some coffee, and then off to my car. So I figure I show you Brasov one more time. I'm in Old Town where the black church is. So as you guys know, my trip is coming to an end. Tomorrow I'll be going back to America. Gentlemen, if you guys want me to continue traveling throughout Europe, I got Bulgaria, I got Latvia, I got Ukraine on the hit list. Best thing to do, get yourself a membership, boost videos, super chat, donate, because I can stay here for another month in Eastern Europe if I was to raise a couple $100. That way I can fund my stays. You know, staying around Europe, if I stay in like one place, you can get a decent place here in Eastern Europe for about $500 a month. So if you guys want me to stay here and not come back to America, donate, super chat, buy memberships, and boost videos. All right, so getting into this video. There's no such thing as a Muslim-born, a reborn Muslim version. It doesn't exist, guys. Now, I was watching a Aaron Clary video the other day, and for those of you who don't know, Aaron Clary usually does video response to his clients who email him questions about whatever, right? So in this video, there was a young man who's in his 30s, early 30s, I think. Hey, how you doing? And this young man, he had it all, you know. He had a nice job. He had a nice life. You know, he's a good-looking dude. And I think the guy was actually from the old country, meaning he's from, you know, either the Middle East or India. And he was talking to Aaron Clary about this girl who had an OnlyFans account. And she had a body count of over 80. In other words, she slept with over 80 different men. And all of a sudden, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, she found Allah. And he's asking Aaron Clary, is there such a thing as a born-again Muslim version? And Aaron Clary wisely said, hell no. So this video today is for you guys out there in particular who want to go back to the old country and get yourself a good woman. Gentlemen, do not make the mistake that I, Amr Metwali, did. Okay, as you guys know, I went back to the old country. I thought I was going to get myself a good girl. And we know what the story was, right? She made Christina from the block look like an angel. So, something you guys out there have to understand about what's going on, okay? Islam is the last bastion out there to be taken down by feminists, okay? Feminists and women who are promiscuous, obviously, they're finding refuge in Islam, you know? Here in America, if you see a hot 23-year-old girl telling you she's a virgin, you're gonna laugh at her, right? But that very same virgin, so-called virgin, she can wear the hijab and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and all of a sudden, you're gonna believe that she is a virgin. Now, guys, something very important you have to know. If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, and it waddles like a duck, it might very well be a duck. So today we are seeing so many hijab is out there on TikTok, on Instagram. You know, they wear the hijab, but they wear tight clothes. I mean, you can basically see the outline of their entire body. You know, they got makeup on. They're doing that kissy ducky face. These are all hoes, guys. These are not respectable, reputable women by any means. Now, something you guys probably don't know, there was a sheikh by the name of Gabriel Al-Romani. In fact, I did a video about the guy a couple of weeks ago, and you know, I'm calling him Sheikh Blue Pill or Mullah, Blue Pill Mullah, because in his videos he seemed to be a little bit on the blue pill side, even though he is somebody who is picking up on the red pill. In fact, I even made a video about him. I didn't release it. It was an hour long video where I was like going all out on him for being a blue pill mullah. But as I started watching him progress more and more in his videos, you know, he went from, oh, we have to take care of women, to these hoes are mad out there. So he finally swallowed the red pill and processed it all. So I didn't release that video about him because, you know, the guy got the knowledge and now he's not simping anymore for women. Coincidentally, Gabriel Romani's YouTube channel got demonetized because all the hijabis went over there and they complained because Islam, again, is the last refuge for dirty, dirty sharmutas. And the reason behind it is not only can she wear the hijab and then claim to be a virgin, but here's what's happening, okay? A lot of non-Muslim women out there, guys, a lot of non-Muslim women out there, they're realizing that shit. You know, the average American dude, the average non-Muslim wants nothing to do with me. So what they do is they do the whole born again version thing where they found Allah and boom, shakalaka, laka, laka, they're now Muslims. And then they go to the local mosque and they tell the imam there, oh, I was a prostitute, I was a whore, and now I found Allah, I want to get married. And she usually gets a bunch of Arab simps who are dumb enough to marry a hoe, okay? So, here's the thing, guys. I know a lot of you guys out there, you've been telling me, Amr, isn't it true that when a person accepts Islam, their sins are forgiven? Yes. However, العمل بالنيات. Okay? Your deeds are based on your intention. Okay? So you have to think about it from a whore's perspective, right? So, when a whore says, oh, I found Allah, these whores, they say they found Allah when they're what? When they have that epiphany age. You know, when they hit the wall by the age of 30. So, let me ask you hoes out there. Where was Allah when you were getting gangbanged by Tyrone and Shad behind the dumpster? Where was Allah when you were making $10,000 a month selling your pussy on OnlyFans? Where was Allah, right? Allah tends to show up, you know, when Chad is no longer calling you. Allah tends to show up when nobody is paying to see your worn out vagina anymore. So, what you guys need to understand here is, in order for you to truly change, okay? For you to... That's one weird ass dog. In order for you... Damn, it's a small... Shit. A small ass dog saw a big ass dog and all of a sudden it thinks it can take on the big dog. Damn. That's like Yogi Obes trying to think he can kick my ass. Anyway, so what I was saying, for you guys out there to truly repent and change your evil ways when you found Allah. The best example of this is Cat Stevens. For those of you who don't know, Cat Stevens is now Yusuf Islam. He's been Yusuf Islam for many, many decades, okay? So, Cat Stevens in the 70s or the 60s, he was top of the game. You know, he was an artist. He was a singer, songwriter. He was at the top of the music stage in the 60s and 70s. But he knew that type of lifestyle of drugs, alcohol, women. He knew that stuff was bad for you. Deep down in his heart, he knew it was bad. So the story, according to Yusuf Islam himself, he was out swimming one day. Then a riptide came in. And that riptide, guys, that riptide took Cat Stevens out into the ocean. You know, he was drowning. You know, he tried to swim back, but he was struggling like hell. And Cat Stevens at the time, he said, "God, if you rescue me today, I promise I will give up my evil ways. I promise to change my evil ways." So God sent a wave to Cat Stevens that took him out to shore. Again, guys, this is what Cat Stevens, aka Yusuf Islam, said. You all out there can go watch his story on converting to Islam. So when God sent that wave to rescue Cat Stevens, you know, at that time, I think Cat Stevens was actually reading the Quran or started to read the Quran. And he read the verse in the Quran that said, when everybody is out to sea and the sea all of a sudden becomes very, very dangerous for them, then these people all of a sudden these people end up becoming Muslim. They end up looking to God to rescue them. But once they get safely back to land, they forget all about God. So that was the verse that inspired Cat Stevens to give up his evil lifestyle, his sinful lifestyle, and become Yusuf Islam. So basically, guys, Cat Stevens willingly walked away from it all. He walked away from being the top in the music industry to being a humble, God-fearing human being. With these dirty sharmutas out there, they only turn to God when they get kicked off the cock carousel, when OnlyFans is not making them money anymore. Woman, I've said it before and I have said it again, guys. Women have no redemption, okay? Women cannot be redeemed. Islam tells us a woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to straighten her, she will break. The problem here, guys, is that a lot of you guys out there, you go after inherently bad women and you try to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Never ever be a Captain Save-A-Ho. When I went back to the old country to marry from there, I said to myself, man, these girls are gonna love me because, you know, I'm good looking, I got money, I have a nice restaurant. And I had a restaurant in Egypt at the time. It was my freaking narcissistic cousin who ended up destroying it all. So I thought to myself that these hoes in Egypt are actually going to respect me, because here's this guy who lived in America. You know, he knows Stacy, he knows Kelly or Crystal, right? And he is deciding, after all, to be with a ethnic woman from the old country, right? You know, I'm saving this woman from a third world, that poverty stricken shithole. I thought they'd be grateful for it. But the reality of the matter, guys, and this is, you know, This is very important for all of you guys out there, especially you guys who want to go back to the old country and you white guys. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? I'm going to tell you white guys why, okay? There are a growing number of MSTOWs, okay? MSTOWs stands for Men Sent Their Own Way. That's a black church right in front of us. I actually did a video there a couple of weeks ago from the inside of it. Anyways, MSTOW stands for Men Sent Their Own Way, right? So, you have a lot of white guys who, yeah, they're decent looking and everything, but they can't compete with Chad and Tyrone. So what they do is that they go to these third world poverty stricken countries like Egypt, Guatemala, and then they walk around the street while they get worshipped by a bunch of ugly ethnic dark skinned women. What these guys fail to realize is that these women know that you're a MSTOW. You guys have to understand. These women out there, they're not dumb. Women are not dumb, guys. A woman is going to say to herself, hey, this Western dude, what's he doing here in a third world, poverty-stricken country, going after my dark skin, curly-haired, fugly-looking face? What? Was he not good enough for Stacy? Was he not good enough for Kelly? Becky? This is why he comes here, so he can, you know, get with me, because no girl back in his home country wants him. This is what you guys out there, I don't care if you're a white guy trying to run JBW, which according to Incel TV stands for just be white, and I don't care if you are a ethnic guy who's gonna go back to the old country like I did, because these women are not gonna respect you. They're not gonna be grateful that you would actually lower yourself to take one of these women out of a third world poverty stricken shithole. They're gonna look at you like you are a deformed, low value person because you couldn't get Kelly and Stacy or even Becky for that matter. So you guys out there, if you want to smash and dash, yeah, go to the third worlded country, because you guys have to understand something very, very important. Third worlded poverty stricken woman, they will love bomb you. I'm telling you guys out of personal experience, okay? These women will love bomb you just so they can get with you, so you can take them to America. And of course, you know, they're going to come here for the green card. They're going to divorce rape you, take the kids. You know, they're probably going to abandon the kids with you and just, you know, run off with Chad and Tyrone. That's just how it is, you know. I know a lot of you guys from the Middle East have been sending me stories of all these hijabis coming to America, and then the first thing they do when they get their green card is that they run off with Chad and Tyrone, and they leave the kids with the father. You know, one guy even sent me a link to a story about this one Arab guy who found out that the kid wasn't even his. So the hijabi abandoned the father, abandoned the child, and the child wasn't even the husband's or ex-husband's kid. This just goes to show you how evil hijabis are. You know, these women out there who profess Allah, Shmallah, Jesus, Muhammad, they are the worst of the worst. Every person out there knows the biggest whores in America are Catholic school girls. Well, guess what? Catholic school girls have nothing on the hijabis. They are the worst of the worst. And something you have to keep in mind, guys, about hijabis is that hijabis have an inferiority complex, okay? You see, hijabis, oh look, they're doing the Instagram thingy. Hoes are all over the place, guys. Thoughts are worldwide, okay? It's not just an American thing. Anyway, going back to the hijabis. The hijabis have an inferiority complex. You see, if you guys go to Egypt or you watch Egyptian TV, a lot of women out there, guys, they have blue contact lens. They have like blonde hair. They straighten their hair. You know, they use Fair and Lovely to make their, I don't know if any of you guys, I know you ethnic guys out there, you know, Fair and Lovely. For those of you in the Western world who never heard of Fair and Lovely is a skin bleaching system that obviously, you know, takes a dark face and makes it lighter. So these women in Egypt, they want to be white. So what they do is, So what these women in Egypt do, guys, is that they're all fake. You know, they put blue contact lens in, they straighten the hair, you know, they dye their hair blonde or brunette, they use Fair and Lovely. Then you find out the bitch is totally fake, you know. I remember this one time I was in Egypt and I saw a woman. She looked like she's an American, you know, an American woman. And I saw her kid. Her kid was basically black. You know, the kid was dark skin, Afro. And I look up at the father, and the father looks decent. So the problem is that the mother, because she does all these cosmetic surgeries, all these skin lightening products, they straighten the hair, they dye the hair, you know, you guys take my the ex for example. I honestly thought she was Ukrainian up until the moment I met her parents. So that goes to show you just how desperate Arab women are to look white. So one of the reasons why Arab women are desperate to look white, it's because these women out there, guys, these women out there, okay, let me tell you something. These women out there, these hijabis, actually women as a whole, not just a hijabi thing, okay? These women out there, they do something called psychological projection, okay? You see, an Arab girl will leave you for a white guy like this. This is why we hear stories all the time of hijabis coming to America. First thing they do is that they go chase after Chad and Tyrone, or Chad in particular, okay? That's because these girls know that they will leave you for the first Chad they see. So these girls, they project their thinking onto you as a man. So you are saying, you are thinking to yourself, okay, she's thinking that you're thinking that you will leave her for the first Stacy or Becky you will see, okay? Because she will leave you in a heartbeat like this. You know, she will leave you in a New York second for Chad. So she thinks to herself that, you know, if I don't look like I'm white, that the guy is gonna leave me for Becky and Stacy or another hot type of white girl. This is why I tell you guys out there, okay? I tell you guys out there, you're ethnic, okay? If you are a decent looking ethnic person, okay? I'm not Mr. Yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, personality is all that counts. No. I give you the cold, hard Nagasaki Hiroshima truth, okay? If you are a decent looking ethnic person, just get yourself a white girl, guys. Don't bother with fucking dark skin, curly haired, low IQ woman, okay? As you guys can see here in Romania, obviously they're all white. You know, they're all good looking. They're all decent shape. Guys, you're better off with any woman here than with any woman from the Middle East. Facts. That's not even my personal opinion at this point, right? So, you guys out there, stop trying to get with ethnic woman. Bottom line, guys, that inferiority complex they have, it just destroys them. You know, I, Amr Mitwal, he was honestly settling for the X, but I said to myself, you know what? I can make this work. You know, a lot of guys out there, they settle, you know? A lot of guys settle, but they just say, you know what? I'm gonna man up and make this shit work. You know, women on the other hand, they don't settle, okay? You have to be, you know, Mr. 666, Chad, top of the world, best in the world. That's the only way a woman would be happy with you if you are Chad, okay? So, this video here is to conclude to the fact that there is no such thing as a born-again virgin. I don't care if she's Muslim, I don't care if she's Christian, I don't care what she is. This whole born-again scam is exactly that. It is a scam, okay? You know, the women do it because they realize Chad ain't calling them anymore. You know, their OnlyFans is not making money for them anymore. And they just want to find a simp. You know, like Rollo Tomasi famously said, guys. Rollo Tomasi, let me go the other way. This place is just way too crowded. It's a Sunday here. And Sunday here is a weekend holiday, I guess. So a lot of people, they come out here and they just walk around. You know, it's a nice sunny day. It's not like minus 5 degrees Celsius. I said Celsius, not Fahrenheit, okay? So a lot of people walking out here, guys. So let me go back toward the black church where we have a bigger square and less people to deal with. So, born again is a scam. The whole born again version, guys, it is a scam. And like Rollo Tomasi said, religion is a beta farm. That's what a religion is, okay? It's just where good guys go to simply be taken advantage of by a thought. You know, I know some of you guys out there, you tell me, Omar, you don't know what's in a girl's heart. You know, maybe she really did find Allah. And again, guys, these women find Allah when they get thrown off the cock carousel. When their OnlyFans is no longer making money. That's when they find Allah. So, you can tell that makes them very, very sketchy to begin with. So, here's my personal take on these, I found Allah, I'm a born-again virgin. Good for you, honey. Just stay away from me. Okay, guys? Let me tell you something before I end this video, okay? When I, Amr Metwali, go to a store to buy canned food, for example, right? I go to the store, I buy canned beans for 50 cents, right? That's how much a canned food is in America, 50 cents a dollar. If I see that the can has a dent in it, right? If the can has a dent in it, I'm not gonna buy that can. Even though the products inside the can are perfectly okay. The fact that the can has a dent in it, I'm not gonna buy it. Even though that's a $1 or 50 cent product, I'm not buying something that's defective. So imagine when it comes to the females, okay? You guys have to understand something very important. God may forgive your sins, but that pussy odometer, it never ever goes back to zero. So the conclusion of this video for you guys out there is that we today live in a time where every woman out there is a sharmuta in one way or another, okay? I want you to put in your mind that she is a sharmuta unless otherwise proven innocent, okay? Every woman out there, guys, Every woman out there is guilty. There we go. Every woman out there, guys, is guilty of being a sharmuta unless she is proven innocent. Put that in your brain, okay? I know some of you guys out there say, Amr, doesn't Islam tell us not to be suspicious of other people? Well, Islam also tells us that when Satan is about to come into this world, the Antichrist, the Dajjal, woman will rush to meet him. Woman will rush to be with the Antichrist, with the Dajjal. Damn wind. Let's see if I can hide somewhere from the wind. By the way, guys, this CH9 coffee shop here, that's my favorite coffee shop. I'm here like every day. So anyways, back to what I was telling you. When the Antichrist is going to come into this world, guys, the women are going to greet him. They're going to chase after him to the point where Islam tells us the only way to keep women from chasing after Satan is to physically tie them down. Now, I know Islam is a figurative religion. A lot of Islam is like figurative, not literal, but in this case where God tells you you have to physically tie a woman down so she doesn't join Satan, that's literal. You physically have to tie a woman down in the house so she doesn't join Satan. And I don't know about you guys out there, but I don't feel like tying down some whore, to be honest with you. So what do you guys do in this case? In this case, guys, stay away from woman. MGTOW is your best option. Go your own way. You guys need to understand, there is no WGTOW. There is no woman going their own way. Why? Because women view men as a resource, you know. That born-again virgin, that hijabi, she doesn't care about you. She simply sees you as a green card, a meal ticket. That's all they care about. This is why Islam tells you to marry for women. Because women don't care for you. They just care about your resources. They just care about what you can do for them. So you guys out there need to get the whole, oh, she loves me, she cares for me. Get that out of your mind, guys. This woman, or any woman for that matter, damn wind, Jesus. Let's see if I can go behind the black church. I'm almost done with this video anyway, but let me go behind the black church. Maybe we'll get a little bit less wind in here. So, these women out there, guys, they will drop you in a heartbeat if they think they can get with Chad. So, the bottom line here, guys, is that women genuinely, they don't care about you, they don't care about me. You know, the reason why Chad breaks hearts all the time is that he knows the minute he commits to a woman, that woman will lose interest in him. You know, it's like a cat, you know. If you give a cat a ball of yarn, and you play with that ball of yarn, you know, the cat will play with you. But the second you give it the yarn or you give it the whatever, right, the cat is immediately gonna lose interest. It's the same thing with the fellas out there. The second Chad commits to them, it's game over. It's a GG, you know, like Incel TV. Good game. It's over for you, buddy. This is why Chad is hopping from one vagina to another. And he does that for X amount of time, you know. In general, guys, Chad, like, smashes a girl, like, maybe 3 times before he moves on. Because a lot of these girls out there, they're getting desperate for relationships. So they try to press Chad for a relationship, you know, after just a week of being with him. And he's like, F this, man, I'm just gonna get your best pussy, you know, 2 maybe 3 times, and I'm gonna go off to the next hole. So guys, with the exception of Chad, who's getting that vagina over and over and over again, for the vast majority of us men, we really need to go our own way. The only option we have, and this is why I'm traveling throughout Europe, is that you need to find, you need to have limited options, and you need to have safeguards in place so the woman doesn't become a dirty, dirty sharmuta. You guys need to understand, throughout human history, okay, throughout human history, up until maybe 200 years ago, or not even 200 years ago, 150 years ago, okay, the average person throughout human history up until 100, 150 years ago only knew 200 people in their entire life. That's it. From the time you were born until the time you died, you only knew 200 people in your entire life. Today, you know 5,000 people on your freaking Facebook right there in your pocket, and they're all over the world. You know, they're not in your hometown. Okay, so that's number one. Okay. Women have options. Number two, the restrictions placed on women, the safeguards that were placed on women are there no more. You know, the whole point of the patriarchy, guys, was so women don't become fully satanic, okay? You know, women, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again, guys. Women are inspired by Satan. Women are inherently satanic. Everything a woman does is based in Satanism, okay? This is why women are the way they are today. So, the only way, guys, outside of Chad, and again, Chad doesn't commit because he knows after X amount of days or time, she's gonna turn him into a beta male or lose interest and go find some other Chad. So what you guys need to do today, assuming you're a decent looking guy, because again, bottom line, guys, you have to be decent looking, okay? You can't be, you know, 5'4", bald Indian janitor and expect a girl is gonna love you, okay? It just doesn't work like that. You know, today, you know, women see guys all over the internet, so they know that 5'4", bald Indian janitor is the opposite of 6'3", 200-pound Chad or Tyrone, okay? That's the total opposite. So you have to be decent looking. What you guys need to do is that you guys need to have restrictions and you guys need to have limited options for women. That's why I'm traveling through Eastern Europe, because as you guys saw while I was walking around here, you know, all the men pretty much look the same. All the women pretty much look the same. You know, they're all about, you know, they all average a 6. Maybe they're going to be a 7. Maybe they're going to be a 5. But the vast majority of people here are a 6. You know, in the West, like in America, guys can go from being a 2 to being a 9. So women just have way too many options. Here, you know, a woman, you know, she might have a guy a little bit above her, a guy a little bit below her. So for her to monkey branch and to play with her pussy here in Romania, it's really not all that conducive to her, because the monkey branching is not gonna be that great for her. I mean, you're gonna go from a guy who's making, what, $500 a month to a guy making $520 a month. It's simply not worth it for women in Eastern Europe to play around. So this is why I'm staying here. And again, guys, if you guys want me to stay in Eastern Europe even longer, donate, boost videos, do super chats, you know. Not just for me. We got other content creators, guys. You guys have to remember, you know, when you super chat, when you donate, when you boost videos for other content creators, I get a commission off of that money. So don't just support me only. Support all the other content creators. That way everybody wins. And like I said, tomorrow I'll be going back to America. If I see there's a couple of $100 in the account, you know, I will probably go off to either Bulgaria, Ukraine, or Latvia. You know, if I see, you know, there's some extra money in the account. Because you have to remember, at the end of the month, at the first of the month, I have to pay off MGTOW TV. It cost me about $1,000 a month to pay for MGTOW.TV. Usually we make that money, so in about 2 days, I'm going to be out $1,000 for MGTOW TV, which is fine because I can make it up when I get back to America, because in America, you know, I own the car, I own the place I stay at, so I don't have to pay, you know, $1,000 a month for car and place to stay at. You know, if I go somewhere else, I'm not going to rent a car. You know, Romania was the exception because even the Romanian people told me, here in Romania, you really need a car, especially if you want to travel and go around and see the country. But if I go to Latvia, I go to Ukraine, I go to Bulgaria, I'm just going to stay in one city and call it mission accomplished. So all I would need is like $500 for an apartment, you know, $300 for food, and I'm good. So by tomorrow, guys, hopefully tonight, I'll know if I can go to another European country, and hopefully I don't have to go back to America, you know, tomorrow. Anyway, guys, that's my video. Like, share, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.